Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat in our pandemic series, we're going to talk about sales.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
I have a sales something, savant, genius, whatever word people want to use, but he knows a thing or two about sales. So let's talk about sales. I've seen some emails you folks have sent. I've seen some features you folks are releasing. And I know you've changed up your roadmap a little bit yourselves in order to service folks. But I think the big question on people's minds from a sales standpoint, both if they're managing salespeople and they have salespeople or they are a salesperson, what do I do? Everything's different now. I'm not in an office. I'm not, you know, I don't know if my prospects are going to listen to me anymore or even like, you know, what do I do? So please lay it on us.
Yeah. So this is going to be a very tricky time for people in sales, but there's many other people that are in much worse situation. So, okay. So a couple of things. I think first on an individual level, salespeople working from home is highly unusual in selling just from their home. And on top of it, it's going to be even much more unusual if the whole family is with them, right? Sales is such a contact sport, kind of high velocity, high quality contact sport, such a communication sport. And it's so fundamentally relying on the state that you're in being a powerful enough state to be able to influence people, hopefully in a positive way, that if you are at home and you are depressed or anxious or fearful or confused and there's children screaming in the background and you're in your pajamas and you're not trying to call somebody that is equally distracted at home, confused, and you're trying to now make people pay attention to you and then make buying decisions, it's going to be tough, right? There's no sugarcoating it. This is going to be a tough time. It's funny, the first big surge of questions that I got from sales teams, salespeople, sales leaders was the selling from home piece. And on that, there's a lot of advice out there. And you know, I think the only things I can say there is you'll have to find a way to get yourself in as good of a state as you can. And you're going to have to improvise and incorporate, right? So if you do Zoom calls, for instance, I heard this multiple times, people are like, I'm doing these Zoom calls and then my children come into the room. Don't be like that one guy that was like the whatever expert on BBC that had like the wife or whoever it was, like, you know, try to secretly grab the little girl and, you know, get it out of the room in the background that everybody could see it. It just have fun with it. Be a human. If your children show up, just have them come over and wave hi and ask the person prospect that you're on Zoom with, hey, do you have a family? You have children? If so, are they at home as well? My kid is always looking for more remote friends right now. So, you know, if your kids are around, tell them to come by and say hi as well. Like, it just turn it into a positive. Like, you are a human being. You have maybe children or distractions at home. Things are going on. The prospects and people you're talking to are in the exact same boat. They're in the same situation. And pretending that this isn't happening, pretending you're in some kind of corporate office in your suit and tie and pretending that this is normal times is just inauthentic and will push you further away from making real connections versus getting you closer to your customers and getting them feel like they can trust you, they care about you, and they like you. So when crazy stuff happens, just make it part of the deal. And if you're in the kitchen and you have to make, you know, cereal for all the kids while at the same time you have to be on a call because your wife or your husband had to jet out for some emergency, then you have to make that part of the deal. You have to tell people, hey, it's a crazy time, I'm at home, I don't want my children to die, so I have to make them some cereal, but I'll talk you through some of the big points. We can talk about some of the big questions you had, and we'll won't let cereal stand in the way between the two of us getting things done in life, right? And just make light of it and be authentic and be okay that some craziness is going to ensue and you can't expect perfect, quiet, focused environments at home for your sales calls or sales presentations. I think that that's really important. Whatever you need to do to manage yourself, your own emotional states of minds is going to be much more important during a pandemic where you're locked in your home than it usually is. So get your shit together and manage it. And don't complain. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's very difficult. We all get it, but nobody gives a shit. Just do your best. as good as you can and focus on what you can control and don't worry about the things you can't. Now, I'll say some other highly tactical things that I'm very surprised about that almost nobody gets. Like these things are not that difficult and they're going to make a very big difference. So I'll lay them out for the people that are listening to us. Number one, speed right now in sales, more so than ever before, is everything. The only thing that matters. I get this. I had this multiple times, Heaton. Especially with people I care about, like my friends, I want to kill them when I hear this. Like, if you're in the middle of a negotiation with a customer right now, right? If you're in the middle of negotiating a big deal with a customer right now, this is not the time to fuck around as if you have all the time in the world to get this deal done. This is the time to optimize closing the deal way above any little, like, hell, we could get a few thousand dollars more because we know that we could get it if we just negotiate hard enough. And if we give them the silent treatment for a couple of days, don't respond to the email, they'll come around and they'll want this. Unless you have fucking face masks or ventilators that you're selling, nobody is going to probably care about what you sell in a week or two from now, right? If you have people's attention right now, it is worth gold, diamonds, everything. You cannot throw it away and you can't be casual with it. Any deal you can get done, you can get done today, is much less likely to get done tomorrow, is much less likely to get done next week. Just get the fucking deals done, especially the ones that are in the final finish line. Push it through, whatever it takes at this point, whatever it takes. I guarantee you, once there's lockdown in the entire country, wherever you are, and once some of your family members might be sick, even if it's just mildly, they don't have to be in the hospital, and once the people are started to lay people off, it's going to be much harder.